I'm going to talk to Trevor Maddich, Redskins analyst on WMAL, Redskins and the Bears coming up tomorrow. Trevor, great to have you with us this morning. And so much has been made about the rhythm that we did not have on Monday night. And how do you get that rhythm back? I mean, you know, Kirk Cousins, 300 yards, but the running game, no rhythm. The team didn't have the rhythm. What do you do to get it back?
You know what frustrated me about that was that what hurt the rhythm more than anything else, even the opponent hurting the Redskins' rhythm, was the Redskins themselves, because they made too many mental mistakes before they even engaged the opponent. And that's an important thing, because this is a feature that the Redskins have gotten away from. In other words, they've been mentally very sharp. And when they've lost in you know, this year especially, they've lost because they've been beat for the most part. But Kirk Cousins missed some open receivers. Receivers had balls hit them in the hands, and they dropped those balls. Guys blocked poorly, not because they got beat on the block, but because before the block, they were in the wrong position to make the block. And all these things added up to the Redskins were not on rhythm. And keep this in mind, that in the last several years when the Redskins have really struggled, it's because they've ended up with third and long. They ended up with third and long because on one of their first two plays, at least, they did something to create a negative play. Well, they did that again last week, and that's something they've got to fix in a big hurry if they're going to have a chance at the playoffs.
Hey, Trevor, you know, remember Todd Christensen, the old tight end for the Raiders?
Oh, I do.
Yeah, you know, but that drives me crazy, the drop passes. He used to say, if it touches your fingertips, you better catch it. You know, you're paying big dollars, right? But on another note with the running game, what's the deal with Chris Thompson? Well, I was reading an interesting piece during the break that, and I want to get your take on this, that they're afraid to play him for as many downs as they'd like to because of his size, and they're afraid of injury. But, you know, we've seen short running backs throughout NFL history be, you know, they're fine. I mean, they have a lower center of gravity. It's not that big of a deal. Any truth to that?
Well, what you're saying is correct. There have been some little guys that have had big, big careers. I think the Redskins, though, are correct in not giving too many carries to Chris Thompson, because he does have that history of injury. And so in order to keep him as fresh as possible so he can do the things he does well, which is to be a guy that has a great burst of speed, which is a change of pace for the defense, and it's worked very well, is to make sure that they don't beat him down to the point to where he loses that burst of speed. And keep this in mind, too, that even when he doesn't have the ball, he still is involved in big collisions, because as the third down back, he blocks blitzing linebackers. And I'll tell you what, we watch at Comcast Sportsnet when we're getting ready for the post-game show, we watch these games, and in the room, there's all these oohs and ahs and howls of delight whenever there's a pass and Chris Thompson throws a block, because he throws that little body into a huge linebacker as best he can. He gets completely whipsawed, but he keeps the linebacker away from Cousins. Well, that still counts as a collision for him. Yeah. So I think the Redskins are right to keep him as healthy as they can, because he gets hit even when he doesn't have the ball.
So the Bears are 3-11 for the season. You got Kirk Cousins coming in tomorrow. What's the environment for Kirk and the running game when you're playing against somebody that's lost 11 games already this season?
You know, I would think and I would hope that the Bears just quit and go home. You know, they've only won. They're just horrible this year, but they're still fighting hard. Last week, they took the Packers down to the last minute, and the Packers are fighting for a playoff spot. They have everything to play for, and yet the Bears didn't go away. They fought them, and the Bears are looking at the Redskins as a way that they can kind of get right and have a good feeling, you know, near the end of the season. That's how everybody looks at the Redskins until the Redskins, you know, prove that they shouldn't be seen that way. Well, so the Bears will fight against the Redskins. The good news for the Redskins is that the Bears are down to their third-string quarterback, Matt Barkley. Now, they've got a Pro Bowl receiver to throw the ball to, and that's bad because of the banged-up Redskins secondary. But it's still the third-string quarterback. And so that's one of the things that the Redskins can look forward to, as a matchup that they should be able to take advantage of.
Well, Trevor, with all the injuries and the inconsistent play, right, with the Skins, Is there really a realistic path at 7-6-1 right now to the playoffs for them? And even if they were, I mean, are they? I guess the better question, even if they do make, are they a playoff caliber team at this point?
Yeah. Well, the to answer your second question first, no. At this point, they are not, just because of last week. But we've seen them have one of the best offenses in the NFL when they don't stop themselves, and the defense. Well, the defense is doing the best they can. They're shorthanded because of injury. But the offense is good enough to get hot and cause some trouble. Here's what needs to happen for the Redskins to make the playoffs. They need to win out. They play the Bears at the Bears, then they have the Giants at home. And then they need the Packers and Tampa Bay to each lose at least one game. Green Bay plays the Vikings and at the Lions. Tampa, they play at the Saints and then Carolina Panthers, who are all of a sudden a hot team. And so it's there's still a chance for the Redskins to back into this thing, but they've got to take care of their business and win out.
And one question, the Redskins played Monday night. They play again on Saturday. Normally, you play Sunday. You don't play again until the next Sunday. What does the two-day shorter week mean to the Skins?
It's a problem. That's happened before to the Redskins this year when they've had a short week and they've struggled because of it. And the Redskins have a lot of walking wounded. Everybody does. But especially when you look at the defense, Ryan Kerrigan, who just made the Pro Bowl, is working on a sore elbow. And he's playing heroically, basically one-armed. And the Redskins need everybody they've got to have as much health as they can get. And one day difference, one day that you get to wait to play, is a huge difference in the ability for your body to recover just enough to make a difference in the game. And the Redskins don't have that this week. So that's another thing that they'll have to deal with. As you watch this team play, know that a lot of guys are playing through injuries that really need an extra day.
Redskins versus the Bears, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, Soldier Field, Chicago. Trevor Maddich, Redskins elite long snapper and Comcast Sports.